Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from University High School in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Thursday night game of the week. Tonight, Patriot League versus the Longs Peak League, 3A versus 4A. The University Bulldogs ranked number 2 in 3A against Severance. They're number 11 in the 4A ranks. Kevin Johnson and the Silver Knights on the road tonight to take on Casey Miller and the University Bulldogs. We are a couple minutes away from our J9 agency's opening pitch tonight. Be a pair of right-handers tonight for the Silver Knights on the road. Carson Fagan, who's been terrific. Fourth appearance, 3-0 on the season. We'll talk about him when he takes the mound here in a second as we get to our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. For the Bulldogs on the Hill, Cannon Padilla will throw today. 1-0 for Cannon so far on this young season. Lineups, national anthem is coming up next. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our J9 agency's first pitch on the other side. It's Severance and University today on Preps Radio. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Air Solutions, when it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Too hot? Too cold? What you gonna do? Call Air Solutions. We're here for you. Trusted, dependable, always unbeatable. Call 356-7072.
Greeley HVAC Repair.com.
Air Solutions, when it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Air Solutions.
The Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon in Fort Collins is Northern Colorado's home for live music. FOCO's biggest music venue brings you live bands every Friday and Saturday night. The Sundance also offers country dance lessons, off-track horse and greyhound wagering, and features a mouth-watering menu that will have your taste buds dancing too. Northern Colorado's home for live music and good times is the Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon, 2716 East Mulberry in Fort Collins, 970-484-1600.
Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9.
Dr. Deirdre Pilch, Superintendent, Greeley Evans School District 6.
Our teachers are tired, but they're stepping up to make this happen for our students.
Jared Files, CDOT Region 4 Communications Manager.
We've had a lot more fatalities, especially fatalities per accident, than in the past.
Dr. Andy Feinstein is president of the University of Northern Colorado.
The best predictor of student success at UNC is grade point average, not on standardized tests.
Weld County Commissioner Scott James.
It is all about properly exerted authority.
Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies.
It's a big testosterone, big dumb stupid shoot 'em up zombie movie.
Every weekday morning, Gail Fallon has your news.
What a great show it's going
to
be.
Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 FM, K276 GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
You know you can listen to KFK terrestrially on 103.1 FM and 1310 AM, but did you know that you can listen to us extraterrestrially? No, I mean you can stream us live at 1310kfk.com.
This is what happens when you have a destabilizing event like this. It affects everybody.
Listen live or dig up archives of your favorite show.
Russell Wilson's pretty much already on the Mount Rushmore for Broncos, and he hasn't played a game yet. So it's all, like, hypothetical.
At 1310kfk.com, you can find out what's on this afternoon.
We have a lifespan. Just let's take care of ourselves, live it as long as we can, but there ain't a one of us that needs to be cloned.
What's on this evening?
You're paid to evaluate. Your job is to evaluate, and if you miss the evaluation, you're fired.
What's on this weekend?
What I would bank on is their offense, Pritch. To me, there's some value there.
And what's up next?
Here comes back, and the pitch right there, inside corner, sit down. Strikeout looking, and there's two gone.
There's no mystery. Just go to 1310kfka.com.
No code now, weekdays from 9 to 11.
If you defy your party, if you call out your own party, then you automatically become the bad guy. I'll be honest, look, I'll call out the hypocrisy here.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We cover more than just games.
This is Tice Baldwin, and he'll jam it home.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick talk about the most important matchups in prep sports.
They're the team to beat, so they deserve their number one seed.
And interview the most important coaches.
Todd Hernandez, the head basketball coach out at Eaton High School, also the baseball coach.
We lost four starters and quality kids, so we're going to have to kind of retool things just a little bit here.
It's Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Have a comment?
I got something to say.
Text us at 888-530-0043 and leave your comment. Agree with the host?
I agree.
Let us know how you feel. Think we've got it wrong?
It's a total fabrication.
Text us at 888-530-0043 and tell us we're wrong. Just want to be argumentative?
Get off my lawn.
You know the drill. Text us at 888-530-0043 and keep listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Take a journey through cinematic musical masterpieces with your Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra as we spend a night at the movies on Saturday, May 7th at the Union Colony Civic Center. Ranging from the concert hall classics of Strauss, Wagner, Sibelius, and Mozart to the film compositions of John Williams, join us as we relive those amazing moments in music from the silver screen in our season finale. Visit GreeleyPhil.org/tickets or call 970-356-5000 for At the Movies.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off! It's a beautiful day!
Live from Tom Roach Field in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is University High School. That's the site for today's Preps Radio Game of the Week. It is the University Bulldogs, the number 2 ranked team in the 3A class, against number 11 Severance. They're a 4A team. Severance out of the Long's Peak. UH, of course, out of the Patriot League. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for joining me today in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth, moments away from our J9 Agency's first pitch as we get rocking and rolling today. Silver Knights, let's get a lineup in real quick as Cannon Padilla, the senior right-hander for UH, starts his warm-ups. Cam Christensen will lead off and play center field for the Silver Knights, who are 3-3 on this season under coach Kevin Johnson. Carson Fagan has been unbelievable on the hill so far this year, swinging a good bat as well. He'll hit second and do the pitching. Nolan Hertzke will bat third, the quarterback on the football team. He's playing third base today. Mason Bright is in right field hitting fourth. Tyler Hansen at first base. Joe Tamburo is the second baseman. Bryson Ferris will hit seventh and play left field. Brennan Taylor's the catcher, and Caden Panas is the shortstop for the Severance Silver Knights against Cannon Padilla. Third appearance, 1-0 for Padilla this year, the senior right-hander. Cannon looks in for a sign from sophomore catcher Dalton Yeast. First pitch of the ballgame from Padilla is a fastball right there on the outside corner for a strike, and he starts it off 0-1. So pull up a chair and spend the afternoon with us here on Preps Radio. Padilla rocks. He'll come back in a hurry here, and the 0-1 pitch is a ground ball down to third. Gunner Pons are going to pick it up, drop it, and kick it. And it is going to be a boy tough play for Ponzer to have to come in and backhand it there. But my guess is they may rule E5 as he probably comes up and thinks he should make that play. So runner down at first. And Cam Christensen. And here comes Carson Fagan for Severance. Fagan so far 5-16 on the season. A double, a triple, a couple of runs batted in, but his numbers on the hill is what's been really impressive. And the fastball to Carson up high and inside, and it's a ball and no strikes. Severance on the season, they've stolen 19 bases in 6 games. That's about average, I think. This one swung on and hit the right field. That's going to be Logan Getting in the sun in right field, under it now, and Getting makes the catch for the out. Going to go ahead and give, on my book at least, Christensen a base hit on that chopper to third. Would have been a tough play, but we'll get it officially in a second. He's down at first, one away, and Nolan Hertzke in the 3 position, playing third base today for Severance. Nolan will jump in. You remember him, of course, the quarterback, one of the 2 quarterbacks on the Severance High School football team with Coach Jeff Van Winkle there. Here's a toss over to first by Padilla and the runner back in. So Christensen over at first. He's stolen 4 bases on the year in the 6 games. Fastball high and tight there. All right, set to go again is Padilla. 6 innings pitched so far this year. 5 hits he's given up. 4 in runs as that one's fouled off behind us. And there's your first car of the afternoon in the parking lot here at Tom Roach. That's the thing. Anything fouled off to the right is going to have a chance of getting a windshield. Here's a throw over to first, and the runner back in again. Ball and a strike here. One out, top of the first inning. Severance trying to break on top. They've got Cam Christensen down at first base. Mason Bright, the right fielder, out on deck for Severance. And the pitch there, in for strike two. Good pitch by Padilla. For Cannon so far this year in the six innings, the big issue has been the walks. Nine walks in six innings. He's got nine Ks to go along with it. But if you look, nine walks, five hits, 14 base runners in six innings, that's a ton of traffic. Here's the pitch. Off speed, hit right back up the middle, base hit. In to pick it up is Tate Chacon, the center fielder. And the Silver Knights, with a couple of hits here in the first, have runners at first and second and one out. And here comes Mason Bright. Severance coming off a pair of losses in a weekend tournament play. They lost to Palisade 10-0. They lost to Fruita Monument 15-11. So the pitchers for Severance got beat up a little bit over the weekend. Padilla with a little traffic here. Two on, one out. Pitch to Bright, waved at and missed by the four-hole hitter, and it's no balls into strike. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Got you covered in both cities now. Don Scott, his great staff, Lance in Fort Collins, Dave Martin, of course, in Loveland, taking care of you folks. It's my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, standing, always standing behind our schools and our student athletes here in Northern Colorado. No balls, two strikes here to Mason Bright. Right fielder deals, 0-2 pitch, ground ball to shortstop, could be two. Shortstop, River Jackson to second for one, Garza to first, and they turn two. One of the best infields you'll see here in the Patriot League. River Jackson, Greg Garza teaming up again, and the Severance Silver Knights are done in the first. No runs, a couple of hits. We'll head to the bottom of the first here at Tom Roach. It is Severance Nothing University coming up. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, and it's on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, this is Sandy with Benchmark Medical Group in Windsor. If you're ready to start feeling better, get rid of those aches and pains, get rid of some excess weight that maybe you've gained in the last year that's been extremely stressful for many, give us a call so we can tell you more about our $99 a month membership program, which includes your nutritional visits plus fitness classes weekly. We start our patients out with a comprehensive blood analysis. It's called specialty testing. It's not like your regular physical. These tests are very specific to find markers inhibiting your ability to lose weight. Why is your metabolism slow? That's what we uncover. Is there a history of heart disease, diabetes? Is there a history of thyroid disease in your family? We go to uncover what exactly is going on, figure out how many carbs, fats, and proteins that you should be eating to effectively lose weight. If you're interested and would like to learn more about our $99 a month membership program, please go to our website, benchmarkmedicalgroup.com, and hit the contact us button, and we'll set you up with a consultation.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the second inning out here at bottom of the first, I should say, Tom Roach Field, the home half of the first. Silver Knights got a couple of runners on, but then double play time as Cannon Padilla got them to hit into two. Let's get the Dogs lineup here. River Jackson, look at this lineup. The top four hitters in this lineup are crazy good. River Jackson leads off and plays shortstop. Greg Garza will bat second and play second base. Logan Getting is in right field. Parker DeSparty is the left fielder. Cannon Padilla will hit fifth. He's on the mound already. You've heard him. Riggs Towell is the first baseman. Tate Chacon in center. Gunnar Ponser at third. And Dalton Yeast will end up the order. He is your sophomore catcher right now. River Jackson, check this dude out. Jackson jumping in here. River so far on the season is 8. I'll take that back. He's 11 for 15. He's only hitting .733. Driven in 5 runs on the year, too. All right, set to go now, and it is Carson Fagan, who has been terrific this year. Right-hander kicks and deals. The senior's breaking ball is there for a strike. So one ball, one strike here to the leadoff hitter, River Jackson Fagan. Fourth appearance, 3-0. Listen to the numbers, though, folks. Carson comes back, and the fastball just missed away. Two balls into strike here. 13 innings pitched. He's only had 5 base runners, 4 hits and 1 walk. 18 Ks in 13 innings. Opponents are hitting .085 against Carson Fagan this year. Here's the look and the pitch. Fastball is up in the zone. So two balls and two strikes here. set the Silver Knights defensively. Nolan Hertzke at third base. Caden Panas is the shortstop. Joe Tamburo over at second and Tyler Hansen at first. Fagan comes back in the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, did he get the outside corner? He did. Boy, I thought that was a two-strike pitch. It was 3-1 there, so it's even at 3 balls, 2 strikes now. Carson going to make his way to UMary next year up in North Dakota. Pitch waved at and missed, and down he goes. So it takes 6 pitches to get him, but he strikes out one of the hottest hitters of Northern Colorado baseball right now in River Jackson. And Greg Garza will continue that. Told you Jackson hitting 733 so far. Greg Garza's hitting 643. Garza's 9 for 14 with 11 RBIs so far this year. Holy cow. That, folks, is in 4 games. And that one driven to right field, and there's another base hit. Over to pick it up, Mason Bright, the junior. He'll get it back in, and Greg Garza continues to swing the hot bat. He's at first with one away, and Logan Getting will be coming to the plate. So the Silver Knights get a couple of base hits in the first, but then Padilla gets them, induces them into a double play with that great middle infield of River Jackson and Greg Garza. And now here with one out, and that's a big thing. In the top of this Dogs lineup, you just don't want to let River Jackson and Greg Garza both get on base. If you can get one of them, you're halfway home. All right, Logan Getting, left-hand hitter, checks in, playing right field today. Getting's got a big bat. He can send that baseball a long way. Fagan at the belt, checks the runner, and the pitch to the plate is down low in the dirt. So a ball and no strikes here to Getting. Getting hitting 385, 5 for 13, 3 RBIs. Here's a throw over to first and the runner back in. So for Fagan, only 5 base runners faced in the first 13 innings this year. A little bit different when he has traffic on. Let's see what he does here. Pitch waved at and missed by Getting. So 2 balls and a strike. Guys getting hungry, I'll tell you what, the best restaurant on Preps Radio. That is heading out to A&W in Eaton, north end of town out there. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Tuesday's my favorite day, of course. That's Papa Tuesdays. Buy a Papa Burger combo, get one free. Swinging through a fastball there again is Logan Getting. And so you're 2 balls and 2 strikes. One other great note about the folks at A&W in Eaton on that north end of Eaton. Right on Highway 85, can't miss them. They're dialed up with Uber Eats now. Here's the look and the pitch. Outside corner, got him looking. Beautiful pitch and good movement on the fastball. So 2 down, and here's another Bulldog that can hit it a ton. Parker DeSparty is going to jump in. DeSparty on the season, 5 for 16. He does have one of the 2 dog home runs this year. Greg Garza's got the other one. Fagan an out away from getting out of it. And the pitch is a ground ball. Hole at short, but it's going to be the third baseman. Nolan Hertzke to first, and it is E.D. Pulled him off. Goes to third, and that throw gets away. And here comes Greg Garza to score. And on an error, the Dogs are going to go up 1-0 here in the first inning. So you're going to have 2 errors on the play. DeSparty gets aboard on the throwing error by Hertzke. And then the first baseman, Tyler Hansen, airmails one down the left field line and in to score is Garza. On the throw, DeSparty goes to second, so 2 outs. The Dogs with a runner at second, 1 run in here. And it's an unearned run charged to Carson Fagan. So still in 13 and two-thirds innings now, he's not given up an earned run this year. All right, 2 outs for the Dogs here in the first. 1 run in, and Cannon Padilla. Despite giving up a couple of base hits in the first, he looked pretty good. Pitch on the way down in the dirt there. It's a ball and no strikes.
On deck for the Bulldogs is Riggs.
See what these guys do with a runner at second and 2 outs right here. Base running, trying to get your speed up. That's all brought to you by one of our great sponsors, Soar. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. They're going to deliver the training for your high school athlete to dominate regardless of sport. It's Speed on the Bases, brought to you by Soar. All right, Fagan set to go. Pitch on the way, and a breaking ball misses outside. So the question here, 3-0, he's not given up an earned run all year in his fourth appearance. Has Carson Fagan been behind in a game yet? That's something we are. If I had a researcher, he'd be looking it up right now. 1-0 Dogs here in the first, an unearned run. Fagan at the belt. Right-handed senior comes back, and the 2-1's down low, 3-1. Here's the throw down to second base, and the runner's just back in. Good lead by Brennan Taylor, the Silver Knights catcher. He's a sophomore. Joe Tamburo, the second baseman, was on the move pretty deep at second base that time, and he had to get over to the bag, and it was like a quarterback hitting his wide receiver on the run there. Just did miss the runner. Here's the pitch. Another breaking ball, and he struck him out. So three strikeouts in the inning for Fagan. Gives up a base hit and an unearned run. So a run, a hit for the Dogs. They leave one. We've got an inning out here at Tom Roach Field in Greeley. It's University 1 and Severance nothing. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Linda saved the day for me, Tanner. She nailed it, man.
Brian, that's awesome, man. But now I'm in the...
You guys are kidding, right? We know where this is going. I'll make it simple for you. If you're in the doghouse or looking to make her happy, go see Linda Winter at Accessories with a Flair and Hair. You can get her a necklace or even a gift card so she can use it to get set up for the summer. Things you guys should know by now.
Good call, brother. Good call.
Visit Accessories with a Flair and Hair at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley, and look for the red awning.
Take a journey through cinematic musical masterpieces with your Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra as we spend a night at the movies on Saturday, May 7th at the Union Colony Civic Center. Ranging from the concert hall classics of Strauss, Wagner, Sibelius, and Mozart to the film compositions of John Williams, join us as we relive those amazing moments in music from the silver screen in our season finale. Visit GreeleyPhil.org/tickets or call 970-356-5000 for At the Movies.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the second inning out here at University High School in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. 1-0 Bulldogs lead. No runs, a couple of hits for Severance. One run, one hit for the Dogs in the first, an unearned run. Wild throw from first base to third base got the run home for the Dogs. And they'll take it against Carson Fagan, who figures to not give up much today. That's what he's done all year. So Cannon Padilla looked good in the first inning, though. Let's see, Padilla in the first. Couple of base hits, an infield single, a single by Hertzke up the middle. And then got Mason Bright, the 4-0 hitter, to hit into a double play. Tyler Hansen. Joe Tamburo, Bryson Ferris, pitch on the way, and that went all the way to the backstop here. Cannon's looking back at the rubber like he didn't like the way he landed that time. So it's a ball and no strike. Set the Dogs defensively. Gunnar Ponser, River Jackson, left side of the infield. Greg Garza and Riggs Towle on the right side. Padilla comes back, and the pitch on the way is upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Parker Desparty, Tate Chacon, Logan Getting, senior, junior in the outfield from left to right. Dalton Yeast is the sophomore catcher. And Cannon Padilla, fourth appearance of the year for the senior. Fastball waved at and missed, outside corner for a strike. So two balls and a strike here. Silver Knights got off to a good start this year, beat Roosevelt and Berthoud. Here's the 2-1, and that is down low. So three balls and a strike here. Told you about Padilla coming in. Six innings, nine walks. Here's the pitch, and that's upstairs, and there's the walk. So one thing he's got to guard against is losing his control, losing that focus out on the mound here. We're talking about Severance early in the season, won their first two, beat Roosevelt and Berthoud, came back against Roosevelt and took a defeat, then beat Montrose before the tournament this weekend where they got beat up twice. All right, set to go again. Joe Tamburo is the hitter here, and Padilla misses. It's a ball and no strikes. Over at first base here for Severance, Tyler Hansen, who got the walk. Hansen with four stolen bases this year. Here's the pitch to the plate. Fastball way high and inside. So 2-0 here Bryson Ferris, the left fielder, is out on deck here for the Silver Knights. Kevin Johnson's team looking for their fourth win of the year. Greg Garza, this is what a leader does. Second baseman comes in to talk to his pitcher here. Garza, the quarterback on the football team, of course, talking to another senior in Cannon Padilla on the hill. 2-1 pitch. Outside corner. Did he go? I think he did, but it's a strike anyway. Two balls and two strikes here, I believe. They're a little behind on the scoreboard here. All right, Padilla from the belt again comes back in the pitch, and that one's hit to center field. Straight away, Tate Chacon right in the sun, though, and he's going to put this one away. So the center fielder for the Dogs puts it away, and Bryson Ferris will come to the plate. Let's see if that puts Tyler Hansen in motion over at first. Speed on the bases. Oh, speed everywhere. Just get your athlete to the top of their game. SOAR will deliver the training for your high school athlete to dominate regardless of sport. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Did he get the inside corner? He did. Good pitch by Cannon Padilla. Bryson Ferris on the year is 4 for 18, so he's hitting .222, driven in three runs. Padilla comes back. It's chipped at the plate, foul. So quickly, no balls and two strikes. That's the best thing for Cannon Padilla. Just get ahead of the hitters. Dominating when he is, gets in trouble with the walks when he doesn't. No balls, two strikes. Hansen still at first. A leadoff walk for him. That one, fastball missed and got away. Tipped off the glove and they're not going. How about that? Got behind Dalton Yace, the sophomore catcher. And down at first base, Tyler Hansen was heading back to the bag. So the Silver Knights lose an opportunity to move a man to second there. It's a ball and two strikes now. Padilla comes at the belt. Here's the 1-2 fouled right back against the screen. And it stays a ball and two strikes here. Dogs 4-0 in this Patriot League so far. We'll talk about the best league in baseball in a second. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Jackson drops it, and it's not going to make a play. Thought they could turn two there, and that ball gets away from Rivers, so that's an E6. Thought maybe the Dogs were going to turn their second double play of the day here in the second inning. Always talk about the Dogs with these two guys up the middle, how great they are offensively. Defensively, they're moving along too. Padilla deals in the pitch down low in the dirt. Second inning where Cannon's had to have two base runners on against him. See if he can get out of this one just like he did in the first. Two on here. A walk and an error in the inning. Brennan Taylor, the catcher at the plate here for Severance. At the belt here is Cannon Padilla, rather, delivers to the plate and it's bounced up there. Brennan Taylor on the season. No hits, just four at-bats on the year. So the sophomore catcher looking to get going here. Two on, one out. Top half of the second inning at University High School today. 1-0 Bulldogs. Here's a ground ball up over the mound. Looking to backhand it. He can't get it. It's through into center field for a base hit. Here comes the runner from third. On the one hop, do they get him? No, he's safe at the plate. RBI single for Brennan Taylor. So Tyler Hansen in to score. Bryson Ferris stops at second base, and we're even at one apiece here in the second inning, and Caden Panis will come to the plate here. Silver Knights trying to put that two-game losing streak to a halt here today against University. Remember, they're a 4A club. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. So Padilla ahead here, no balls into strike. 10-0 loss to Palisade in the 15-11 decision against Fruita Monument over the weekend. So they gave up, the pitching staff gave up 25 runs. Here's the pitch. Did he get the outside corner? No, it's up and out. And it's a ball and a strike here. Tyler Hansen down at second base. Bryson Ferris over at first. Two on, one out. Top of the second inning. All All right, set to go again. Here's Padilla, delivers, and this one popped up left side. Gunnar Ponser, the third baseman, and the catcher, Dalton Yeast, give chase to the fence, but that one's back out of play. And so it remains a ball and two strikes here. Saturday will be over at Eaton High School. The Reds taking on the Platte Valley Broncos. That might be a quick one. Broncos are young, trying to learn how to get it done. And the Reds, again, simply the team to beat in the Patriot League. Kind of thought Brush might be the team this year, loaded, ton of seniors. But the Reds already have beat them twice. One ball, two strikes here. Pitch to the plate. Did he get the corner? Yes, sir. Struck him out looking. Two away. It's a beautiful pitch by Cannon Padilla there. On the edge of the plate. Really nothing that Caden Panis could do with the pitch. So two on, two out here in a 1-1 game, and Cam Christensen had that chopping single down to third base his first time, and this one fouled out of play. So no balls into strike here. Padilla set to go again. Senior looks back at second base, kicks and deals, and the pitch right there. Whoop, got down low, I guess, didn't get the call. So it is two balls and a strike here. Yeah, we'll be at Eaton High School. We've got Preps Rewind at 10 o'clock for you. About 10:30, we'll click on over to the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show, Platte Valley and Eaton. A couple more games for you next week on Preps Radios. This one's fouled right side, giving chase is Logan Getting, but he's going to run out of real estate. And it's back out of play, so still even here at a ball and a strike. Next week we'll have Brush at Resurrection Christian. That's on Tuesday the 5th. And then Saturday we're back at Platte Valley High School for a tournament game. Lutheran taking on Highland up in Kersey. Two balls and two strikes here. Cannon Padilla in his second inning of work against the Silver Knights. He's given up three hits so far. He's walked a batter. There's been an error. Pitch here is hit off the fist, foul. Between the first base bag and the Severance dugout that time. Just a little chunker to the right. Christensen on the season came in. Seven hits and 18 at-bats, so hitting almost 400. Three doubles, four runs driven in. Padilla comes back and tried to come with a hard breaking pitch that sailed outside. So you're 3-2 now. Action pitch coming with two outs. It's going to give Ferris and Taylor a chance to get a running start. Padilla set to go, gets the sign from Yeast, and now he's going to kick and throw back to second base. Knocked down by Garza, but it glances into center field. Nowhere for the runners to go, though. As Tate Chacon gives chase and gets it back in. About the toughest move for a pitcher is that pickoff move to second base. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here, top of the second. Christensen waits, Padilla deals. This one is fouled right behind us here. And that ball is foul and out of play behind us. Three balls, two strikes still, so hanging in there. Is Cam Christensen. Good at bat his first time. Ended up with an infield single. Here he is in the second inning now. 3-2. This is 5-6. This will be the seventh pitch of the at bat here. Padilla comes back. Fastball missed away. So bases are going to go loaded here in the second inning. Now comes a really big hitter. Carson Fagan can help himself here. Bases loaded in a 1-1 game and two outs here in the second inning. Fagan 5 for 16 coming in. Flew out to right field his first time, so make him 5 for 17. Pitch to him, and a fastball is there, just below the letters, in for a strike, 0-1. Bases loaded. Nowhere to put Carson here. Nolan Hertzke out on deck. He started off, or rather, in the first inning, started his day off with a base hit. Padilla comes back in the 0-1 pitch. Is hammered left field and deep. Parker DeSparte going back, oh, way back, looks up, and that's gone. A three-run shot for Carson Fagan. Take it back. That's a grander. It's a grand slam. Ferris from third. Taylor from second. Christensen from first. Fagan with a grand salami here in the second inning. It's 5-1 Severance. Thinking they had two guys on there, but they had them loaded. So quickly the bases are cleared for Padilla, but this is the eighth hitter of the inning. And the pitch, did he get the outside corner? No. It's a ball and no strikes. Five runs in the inning. Fagan's first home run of the year, RBIs 3, 4, 5, and 6. Pitch breaking ball waved at and missed. And it's a ball and a strike here to Hertzke, so the Silver Knights have brought their bats today. Padilla from the windup again, sets, goes, 1-1 pitch, hit right back up the middle. That's a base hit. And a ninth hitter for Severance in the inning will come to the plate. Eight hitters in the inning, three hits, including the Fagan grand slam. Two walks, Ferris was aboard on an error. And then the two hitters who made outs, Tamburo and Panis. And Mason Bright hit into a double play his first time, would like to make amends for that right here. Padilla deals and missed it away. So it's a ball and no strikes. Looks like it's going to be another tough road here for Cannon Padilla. However, it's early. Gets straightened out a little bit. You know the Dogs can hit, but they've got to face Fagan today. That one's down low. Facing a pitcher who's gone 14 innings now and not allowed an earned run, and you're down a four spot. Dogs are 4-0 this year. Severance 3-3. Padilla at the belt looking to come back in the pitch. Chopper foul up along third base. So two balls and a strike here. Two outs, top of the second inning, a long top of the seventh for the Silver Knights. Five runs on three hits, including a Carson Fagan grand slam. Pitch here is a chopper. Third base, Ponzer has to wait for it, grab it, throws to first. Did he dig it at first? He did. At first base, great play, Riggs Towle, the junior, digging it out of the dirt and saving the day for University. It's a 5-3 putout. Five runs on three hits for Severance in the second inning. Carson Fagan with the big blow, his first home run of the year, a grand slam. He'll go back to the hill with a four-run lead. It's 5-1 UH after an inning and a half. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
With over 41 specialists providing care along six medical campuses along the Front Range, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is ready to get you moving like you used to. OCR has you covered from head to toe with the regional experts in orthopedic and spine care since 1969 and are celebrating over 5 years as Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. If you're ready to start your journey to recovery with the specialists in the medicine of motion, schedule an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
Trying to find the proper mix between a satisfying beer and tasty food proves to be complicated for the human. Spray cheese and crackers paired with a dark stout? No, that won't do at all. Canned meat with a strong sour? Wrong again, my dear boy. Luckily for the human, the Tavern at St. Michael's Square is the king of beer dinner pairings. The last Tuesday of every month, the Tavern teams up with the finest breweries around to provide the best food and beer collaborations known to man. The Tavern at St. Michael's Square, raising spirits one glass at a time.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's go to the bottom of the second inning out here at University. 5-1 Silver Knights. Carson Fagan, who is tough as nails to beat when he's throwing, has just hit a grand slam home run in the top of the second inning. So he's given his club and himself a four-run advantage here, 5-1. As he goes to work for his 15th inning of the year, still yet to give up an earned run in the season. Boy, you're down four and against a pitcher that's given up Zippo so far this year. That's a tough order for the Dogs. All right, here's UH, bottom of the second inning. First pitch by Fagan, in for a strike. No balls and one strike here. Riggs Towle, who did a great job defensively there to end the second inning, digging that Ponzer grab out of the dirt. Ground ball right side here. Joe Tamburo, the junior, going to pick it up. Fire to first in time. So one away, and Tate Chacon, the center fielder, will come to the plate. Bulldogs are averaging 10 runs a game. They're hitting .420 as a club. Maybe the thing you don't see a lot of for UH so far are extra base hits in four games. Just four extra base hits, two doubles and two home runs. All right, here's Tate Chacon. Steps in, multi-sport, talented athlete, of course. Took that one in for a strike. No balls and one strike for Fagan. Getting ahead seems to be was simply a walk in the park for the right-hander. Carson comes back in the pitch right down Main Street, 0-2. Chacon so far is 1-for-4. Scored a run for the Dogs as well. Pitch tried to get him to bite on the outside corner. That's a terrific 0-2 from Carson Fagan. Didn't get him to bite, so it's a ball and two strikes. Carson comes back, 1-2 breaking ball, hit right back to the box. In to pick it up is Fagan. He'll turn, fire to first, and he got him. So two gone for the Bulldogs in the second inning, and Gunnar Ponzer. Third baseman will check in here for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs defensively are yielding a little less than four runs a game so far early in the season. Team ERA of 2.85. 11 errors in four games defensively for University as they hit right here. Pitch chopper, right-hand side, in to pick it up. Tamburo going to flip it to first, and the Dogs are gone 1-2-3. Three little groundouts in the second inning, and they roll over in order. We've gone two here at UH. It is Severance 5, the Bulldogs 1. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the third inning out here at University High School. 5-1 Severance behind the strong arm of Carson Fagan and the bat of Carson Fagan. A grand slam, his first home run of the year. But he hit the grand salami here to give himself and his team a 5-1 advantage. And he looks like he's on the dime throwing today. So going to be tough for the Dogs. Pitch on the way here, and it is Tyler Hansen, who hits a high fly ball down the left field line all the way from shortstop. River Jackson, the senior, comes over and puts it away. So one away. It's his ball all the way behind third base. Ponzer gave way to Jackson, and then he listens for Parker DeSparty coming from left field. But shortstop River Jackson says he has it, puts it away, one away, and Joe Tamburo, the second baseman, will step in. Five runs, five hits for the Silver Knights, two and a third innings in. One run, one hit for the Dogs so far against right-hander Carson Fagan, as we said, is headed to UMary. University of Mary is in Bismarck, North Dakota. Came down here, their coach and staff did, came down here, put a big scoop on about five or six Northern Colorado players. This one fouled back against the screen right there. So no balls and two strikes. Padilla kicks and deals in the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball up over the head of third baseman Gunnar Ponzer. Boy, a high bouncing grounder that time. And Tamburo's on with a single to left. So one on, one out, and Bryson Ferris will come to the plate. Ferris aboard on an error his first time. He hit a ball to River Jackson, the shortstop. It looked like he could have turned two probably, but he just kicked it out of his glove. So runner on at first in Tamburo. Padilla at the belt. Checks. He's going to throw over to first, and Tamburo's back. Told you, Severance 19 stolen bases in their first six games. So about three a game. Tamburo has just one. Pitch here and a fastball missed up and out. All right, Padilla, both Padilla and Carson Fagan for Severance worked very quickly. This one popped up behind us in the crowd, That one will take a hop in the crowd and bounce right down. Somebody brought a glove in the crowd, probably could have made that play. All right, 5-1 baseball game, bottom of the third inning here on Preps Radio. Top of the third, I should say. Severance in front by the four spot. Big breaking ball upstairs. Dalton Yates, the sophomore catcher, up to take a look down at first base. Little bluff down there where Joe Tamburo's aboard on a single. Next pitch to the plate, and that one misses away. So two balls and two strikes. Padilla at the belt, one out here, and the pitch is bounced up to the plate. That was 3-2. Yeah, one thing these umpires are, we just don't see much anymore, is every couple of pitches giving the count. And, boy, you got to rely on the scoreboard operators to get it right, too. So that's a walk, two on, one out. And Brennan Taylor coming to the plate. I tell you what, though, for the Bulldogs here, you just can't afford to get any further behind. Bulldogs next up. Tomorrow they'll be at Loveland, so a little 5A action tomorrow. 4A action today for UH. 5A action tomorrow. Take on the Loveland Red Wolves out of the Front Range League. On the road at Loveland High School. That's a 4 o'clock game tomorrow. Yeah, that's on a Friday. All right, ball and a strike here to Brennan Taylor. Taylor singled home a run his first time up, and the pitch there took something off of it and misses outside. So two balls and a strike. One out, top of the third inning, 5-1 Severance. Padilla at the belt, checks the runner back at second base. River Jackson playing cat and mouse with the runner there, and this one fouled off to the right and out of play. Boy, just missed. If you get extra points if you hit a moving vehicle here. One single point if you hit a car that's parked. It's amazing how many balls behind us over the years have gone into this parking lot, and very seldom do they actually get contact with a car. It's crazy. Here's the look and a pitch. That one's down low. So Padilla nowhere to put the hitter here. Two on, one out, top of the third, and he's already down 5-1. Three balls, two strikes here to Brennan Taylor. Cannon at the belt. The senior kicks and deals. The payoff pitch rammed to right field. Right at the right fielder, Logan Getting, and he shoe-tops it. Makes a good catch out there of a sinking line drive. And there's two away. That ball was hit hard, but right at the dog right fielder. So two away. Caden Panis will come to the plate here. Panis, a senior shortstop for the Silver Knights, struck out his first time. So Padilla, if he can get him, is going to escape any damage here in the inning. And that one fouled back against the screen. No balls and a strike. Panis came in 3-for-14 and struck out his first time. Make him an even 200 for the season. Padilla at the belt, comes to the plate, off speed, chopper foul. Ponzer had a look at it at third, but then it bounces straight to the dugout. So no balls, two strikes. It'd be big for Cannon Padilla if he can get him here, get back to the dugout, and see if the Dogs can start to solve Carson Fagan a little bit on the mound. Cannon comes back. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and down he goes. So big strikeout there for Padilla. It keeps his team in the hunt, at least for now. No runs, a hit. They leave two in the inning. The Knights, Silver Knights do. We'll go to the bottom of the third inning. Silver Knights 5, the University Bulldogs 1. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Air Solutions, when it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Too hot, too cold, what you gonna do? Call Air Solutions, we're here for you. Trusted, dependable, always unbeatable. Call 356-7072. Green HVAC Repair.com. Air Solutions, when it comes to comfort, we are the solution.
Air Solutions.
Weldworks is simply wonderful. With their dialed-in beer and masterful approach, how could things get better? How about some dialed-in food? Weldworks is thrilled to announce their new chef-driven eatery, The Annex. The Annex will feature intentionally crafted cuisine from all corners of the world, including items like Spanish calamari, pork belly steamed buns, and a crave satisfying double cheeseburger that takes you right back to your favorite neighborhood diner. The Annex is open now at Weldworks. Check them out online at annex.weldworks.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the third inning out here at University High School. The Dogs 4-0, but that's in jeopardy today. Down 5-1 here to the Severance Silver Knights as we get to the bottom of the third. The nine-hole hitter, Dalton Yace, the sophomore catcher, will lead things off. Then it's back to the top of this great order, River Jackson and Greg Garza. But boy, oh boy, they're up against it today. Carson Fagan, 15 innings of work now this year. No earned runs, five hits, one walk. What does he get? 21 strikeouts on the season. So it's been crazy work for Fagan so far. Carson set to go here, and the pitch on the way to Yace, the sophomore, takes a strike. No balls and one strike here. Thanks to my great friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland putting the care back into car care. That one swung through and missed by Yace, so 0-2. Don Scott, 27 years, built the empire out there, the number one store in the region in Fort Collins. Now they've taken over that store in Loveland. Pitch here, breaking ball, hit to the right side. Over to pick it up on a couple of hops as Tamburo goes to first in time. Tamburo's been busy. It's his third assist of the ball game so far of the first seven outs. Talking about AMCO, Fort Collins and Loveland, though, they take care of my car, my kids' cars, keep the Johnson family going no matter the weather. I know my car is going to start getting me down the road. Thanks to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. They're simply putting the care back into car care. All right, one out for the Dogs. Back to the top of the order. River Jackson, who came in a ridiculous 11 for 15 on the season and struck out his first time. Takes that one on the outside corner. Did he get it? No, just missed it with a breaking ball. When you're hitting 733, you just don't have many times where you walk back to the dugout after an out. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Boy, he brought that. Great movement on the fastball by Fagan today. A lot of tail on it, and it's two balls and no strikes. Carson set to deal again. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a ground ball foul outside the bag at third. Nolan Hirschke had a look at it, but it was wide of the bag, so two balls and a strike here. We were talking about University of Mary, where Carson Fagan's going to go next year. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Going to be a backhand fair ball. Knocked down. That's going to be a base hit. No way. Even if Gunnar Ponser comes up with it, he's going to be at odds to get River Jackson down at first base. So base hit for Jackson there. And Greg Garza will come to the plate. We're talking about University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. Fagan will go there. Last year's stud out at Eaton, Logan Mosier, went there 2 years ago. Well, I guess it was last year. Zach Cook, also from Resurrection Christian, went up there. Cade Moriarty, pitcher out of Brush, is going to go there. Here's a throw over to first, and back in under the tag is River Jackson. So Garza at the plate, another throw over, and boy, making it close is River Jackson. Let's see if he's got the wheels up here. Greg Garza, who is hitting a ton right behind him. Don't want to take the bat out of his hands, but boy, you'd love to see him go in a little hit and run here. Pitch to the plate, takes it down low. So two balls and no strikes now. Garza 10 for, what is he, 10 for 15 now. All he's doing is hitting 667 as well. All right, Jackson will lead over at first. Fagan looks at it, now he's going to throw over and back in. Boy, if he catches, it's a great move by Fagan. It's quick. get that runner leaning on that front foot, that right foot for Jackson out there, and boom, might have a chance to pick him off. All right, Garza waits, pitch to the plate, fisted into left field. That's a base hit. That one just had eyes. Garza with another hit. Jackson to third, down to second on the throw goes Garza, and the wheels are in motion for the Bulldogs here in the third inning. So second and third, one out, a chance for the Dogs to jump back in it. Now, if you're a pitcher, if you're Carson Fagan there, that's frustrating because it's a good pitch. You get a really good hitter to hit it off the fist that time, but it's seeing eye. It's between third and short, and just does. He's able to power it into left field for a base hit. So two on, one out here. And Logan getting to the plate, struck out his first time. Boy, Logan loved to lace one right here. Fagan starts to go, and getting backs out, and time is called. Saturday again, as we said, Preps Rewind 10 a.m. About 10:30, we'll click over to our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. This ball hit well to left field. Going back is Bryson Ferris. The track, the wall reaches up, and that ball is gone. A wind-aided three-run shot to the opposite field for Logan Getting. And we have a baseball game. It's 5-4. Great job of hitting by Logan Getting. Took the outside pitch and just drove it to left field. Got it up in that wind a little bit, and I think it was wind-aided. Bryson Ferris, the junior left fielder, went back to the fence, turned as if he might have a play on it. But then at the last second, it's up over the top of the yellow line and a home run here for the Bulldogs. For Logan Getting, it is his first home run of the season. RBIs 4, 5, and 6 for Getting. And that pitch in for a strike. So Carson Fagan, a grand slam today. Logan Getting a three-run shot. And it's 5-4 here in the third inning. Severance lead is cut to 1. And the pitch here to DeSparty has popped up. Shallow center field, back on the edge of the grass here is Panis. And the shortstop puts it away. And that is 2 away. So 2 gone for the Dogs here in the third inning, the home half. And Cannon Padilla, who is suddenly back in the game, as the Bulldog pitcher here trailing 5-4 will try to help himself here in the third inning. Pitch here is a chopper off the glove of Fagan. Carson turns and throws him out. Quick work of Cannon Padilla. But in the inning, 3 hits, a couple of singles, and a 3-run blast by Logan Getting, the right fielder. 3 runs, 3 hits. We head to the fourth inning out here at University High School. It is Severance 5, University 4. This time out brought to you by the Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's the Sportsman's Gun and Knife Show, April 9th and 10th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Great deals on thousands of new and used firearms, ammo, knives, accessories, women's defense products, and much more. Our dealers buy, sell, and trade. Plus, $50 CCW classes will be held on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have a free gun giveaway on Sunday, courtesy of Modern Arms and Optics. Must be present to win. For more info, visit peshows.com. Join Harsh Outdoors at the P.E. Gun Shows April 9th and 10th at the Greeley Mall East Building, Highway 34 and 23rd Avenue. We'll be featuring Black Rifle Coffee, Sig Sauer Air Products, Willie Pete's Chocolate, and a few of our off-road vehicles. If you can't make it to the show, come see us in Eaton, Colorado on Highway 85. Our football field size showroom and store is packed full of the latest from Sig Sauer, EasyGo, Textron Off-Road, Arctic Cat, Husqvarna Power, and much more. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Saturday, 8 to 3. For more info, visit harshoutdoors.com.
103.1 FM, K276GU, and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
We head to the fourth inning here at University High School. And for the Bulldogs, Riggs Towell is taking over here for Cannon Padilla. So Riggs Towell, let's see it. Got any pitching stats for Riggs on the season so far? Let's get to the last page here. And Riggs Taliau, 1-0 for the junior this year. This will be third appearance for Riggs, who moves over from first base here. 8 2/3 innings, giving up 6 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts so far. And if the players will turn around at some point, I'll see over who's over at first base. Ponzer goes to first. Cannon Padilla goes to third base. And to the mound here is Riggs Towel. All right, set to go. Here's the pitch on the way, and that one's fouled back behind us. So quickly, no balls into strike. Riggs Towel on for the Bulldogs here. Junior. And he's facing for the Silver Knights here at the top of the order in Cam Christensen. Carson Fagan and Nolan Hertzke waved at and missed. He came off speed. No balls, 2 strikes here. Silver Knights batting in the fourth inning. Leading 5-4, Carson Fagan on the hill for him today. But his bat's been the big thing. He had a grand slam in the second inning. Towel comes back, and the pitch, did he get the outside corner? But it's a beautiful pitch right on the outside corner. No call for it. It's 1-2. Christensen's been on twice. Singled in the first, walked in the second. Scored a run in that second inning on the Fagan grand slam. Towel comes back. 1-2 pitch. Did he bite? No. Left a breaking pitch low on the outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Talk about how loaded the Patriot League is. Eaton's number one in the coaches poll right now. University sits number 2. Towel comes back and bounces it up there, so now he's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sterling is in at number 4. They made a big jump. Brush is number 6. Rez Christian's number 7. So 5 of the top 7 teams are from the Patriot League. That's just business as usual out here in Northern Colorado. All right, Junior Towel comes back in the pitch. He missed it down low. I thought that was 4. It is. So Cam Christensen's been aboard all 3 trips to the plate. He's at first. Nobody out here. And Carson Fagan, who has, well, I was going to say has been just completely unbeatable today, but he did offer up the 3-run home run to Logan Getting in the third. Fagan hit a rocket to left in the second inning. Grand slam home run here for the Silver Knights. Towel deals fastball outside corner for a strike. No balls into strike here. Other games in the Patriot League today. Brush, number 6 ranked Brush, is at Liberty Common. 3:30 game today. Underway and going at LC. Throw over to first and the runner back in on his belly. Eaton, the number 1 team. Reds are on the road in Kersey today. As we said, second of that home and home we'll have for you Saturday out at Eaton High School at 11 a.m. All right, Towel set to go again. Here's the look and the pitch to the plate. Off-speed chopper going to go foul up along the third base side. So no balls and 2 strikes now to Carson Fagan. Strasburg taking on number 7, Rez Christian. Cougars on their home field today. They're 2-2 on the year. That's a 4 o'clock start, just like ours was here. And Valley, Steve Kistler and his gang, 1-4. Tough start for them so far, taking on number 4 Sterling on the road out at Sterling. Pitch there missed away. So 3 balls, 2 strikes here. Christensen at first, nobody out. Last thing you want to do for Riggs Towel here, the junior, is walk the first 2 hitters you face. Riggs at the belt, checks the runner at first, and Cam Christensen. Christensen goes, and the pitch hit him. So a breaking ball that Fagan just watched all the way to his hip. And there's 2 on and nobody out for Severance here. Walks, hit by pitch. That's going to kill you in high school baseball. And Riggs Towel is first 2. He's put aboard freely here. So Nolan Hertzke will come to the plate now. Hertzke has been on a tear at the plate. He's 2-for-2 today. which makes him 11 for 25 so far this year. 25 at-bats, though. He's driven in 11 runs. Has a chance to do some damage right here. Tala with two runners on and nobody out. Pitch got away. There goes the runner. Went off the shin guard. Throw down to third and a good backhanded third by Cannon Padilla to keep that from springing into left field and get the run home. But the runners move up, give them stolen bases all the way around. Now Hertzke could have his third hit of the game and drive in a couple right here. Greg Garza again from second base, and the sophomore catcher Dalton Yeast out to have a little word with Riggs Towle here. And for the Bulldogs, they're going to bring the infield in here. Nobody out. 5-4 baseball game here in the fourth inning. Towle comes to the plate, and the pitch is lined foul down the right side. Gets back out of play, and Hertzke will have another chance. One ball, one strike to the right-hand hitting third baseman for the Silver Knights. Silver Knights trying to win their fourth here for Coach Kevin Johnson. At the belt and the pitch here. Ground ball right back up the middle off the leg of Riggs Towle. Turn around and throw him out. That's a great play by the junior just to stay composed, and he'll limp back to the mound, and everybody, including Casey Miller, is going to come out and see if he's okay. Hard shot back to the box, and he played it like a goaltender, knocking it down with a pad save that time and able to turn around and throw him out. Looks like he's okay, though. That's one that will probably hurt more tomorrow than it does today. Mason Bright's going to come to the plate here for the Silver Knights when they break up the party on the mound here. Gives us a chance to talk about one of our great sponsors. That, of course, Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, folks. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. All right, they are going. Are they going to let him throw a pitch or not? Casey's still out there talking to him, so we'll see what that's all about. Tomorrow, Clark and the coach from 11 to noon. We'll start the morning off with talking to Coach Bruce Dick, who's out at the Final Four in New Orleans. And I'll be able to tell him, I'll give him one last chance to change his mind in saying that it's going to be Kansas and North Carolina in the championship. I, of course, am going Duke and Villanova, so we're on completely different sides of the aisle, but we'll see. Riggs Towle, the junior, is taking a couple of tosses to make sure his left leg is still attached, and we'll see. It looks like he's all good here so far. Get back to it in a second. Tomorrow on Clark and the Coach, as well as having Coach Bruce Dick on early, we will have University Bulldogs Day on our baseball preview show, so we'll get with Casey Miller tomorrow about 11:20, and then I think we're lining up River Jackson, Greg Garza, and Parker Disparti to jump on the program with us tomorrow as well. All of that between 11 and noon on Clark and the Coach tomorrow on KFK, right ahead of the whole show, right after NOCO Now. Tune in. Just put the dial on 1310 or 103.1 FM. No reason to turn it the whole day. All right, two on, one out, fourth inning here. Mason Bright's going to come to the plate, and Riggs Towle just took that shot off the shin, is ready to go again. Junior at the belt, kicks and deals, and the pitch, breaking ball, is right there. That one got away, though, from Dalton Yeast, the sophomore, running up with it with nowhere to go at second base for Carson Fagan that time. So second and third here for the Silver Knights. That was called a ball. I don't know where that was. It looked like it was right down Main Street, and then odd for Yeast not to be able. Maybe he and his pitcher were on the different pages that time. That one sails low, and it's two balls, no strikes here. 2-0. Top half of the fourth inning, Silver Knights leading 5-4 over the Dogs here, but two on and one out. Chance for them to extend the advantage. Towle comes back in the 2-0. Chopper to third, up over the head. Good play. Coming to the plate was the shortstop, River Jackson, and he missed him. A gamble on the fielder's choice there. And the run is in. RBI time for Mason Bright. So for Bright, it's RBI number 5 this year. It's a 6-4 advantage for the Silver Knights. And Tyler Hansen, the right-hand hitting first baseman, will come to the plate here for Severance. Towel again, two runners on, one out, looking to pitch. That one down low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Dalton Yeast. Just a sophomore back there, so. After the pitching change with Cannon coming out of the ballgame and Riggs Towel coming in, you've got Padilla and River Jackson left side of the infield. Greg Garza and Gunnar Ponza. Ponza are now on the right side. Riggs Towel at the belt, comes to the plate, and the pitch. Hit off the fist, right side, and foul. Actually behind us. And so you're a ball and two strikes now. Joe Tamburo, who's got a base hit in the ballgame, the second baseman for Severance, is out on deck. All right, set to go here is Towel. He'll turn and spin and throw back to second base, and the runner back in easily. Got Mason Bright at first. Carson, well, they think it still is Fagan. Or did they get a courtesy runner? I never did see. See if he gets away out there right now. Think they've got a runner in there. Here's the look and the pitch. Outside corner, that's a strike. Good pitch there for Riggs Towel. So a ball and two strikes now. Runners get their lead here in the top of the fourth inning. 6-4 Severance over University. Pitch outside corner, got him looking. Beautiful fastball right there, dug up on the black. So two away. This would be huge for Riggs Towel to get out of things right here with only down a run. We'll see if the junior can do it. He's got to face Joe Tamburo, who flew to center field in the second inning and then singled in the third. Towel from the belt again, delivers, and it's chopped at the plate. Got a little chopper on it. Foul, oh, no balls into strike here. Bryson Ferris on deck, the left fielder, if they get there, for a Severance in the ballgame. Pitch on the way there again. Dials it up on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch there by Towel, and it's no balls and two strikes. Oh and two, a chance to get out of any further damage here in the fourth. Towel at the belt, 0-2 pitch on the way. Doesn't ring him up, just missed it up and out. So a ball and two strikes. Bryson Ferris waits on deck here for the Silver Knights. Knights 3-3 on the air, 2-2 in the Long's Peak. Runners go. The pitch waved at and missed, dropped at the plate. Picking up, though, is Dalton Yeast. Gets a good formation and throws down to first, and that is recorded as a strikeout. So no runs, or rather one run, no hits in the inning. The walk is what comes around to score. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning out here at University High School. Severance 6, University 4. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
NOCO Now was awarded the Best News Talk Show in 2020 by the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
City of Greeley Mayor John Gates.
We're kind of in Greeley, a microcosm of society right now. And the key to us is to getting those folks that are homeless services to pull them out of that homeless status.
Tanner Schwint provides a show that lets the listener decide what's right, what's wrong, and everything in between.
We're going to have those conversations. We're going to have people who don't agree with me. You're not going to agree with me every time, and that's okay. That's what this is all about.
You want a news show without all the politics and agendas? That's NOCO Now.
It is. Chris Vanderveen, Director of Reporting for 9 News.
It's irresponsible, in my mind, to sort of just put out stories without context. Give people information.
News, sports, and entertainment. You're getting all of that with NOCO Now.
How good is it that we can talk about sports like that? No politics in there, nothing like that. Just two dudes talking sports.
NOCO Now, weekdays 9 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard, weekdays after the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let us move along to the bottom of the fourth inning out here. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez. our friends out in beautiful Kersey, Colorado. Anything that has to do with irrigation, it is Alliance Irrigation. All right, Riggs Towle, who did a pretty good job of getting out of more trouble in that inning, coming in for Cannon Padilla and getting the Silver Knights to just settle for one run in the inning. 6-4 Severance in front here. And the pitch on the way here to Riggs Towle is fouled away to the right and out of play. So Towle, then you get Tate Chacon and Gunnar Ponza. Ponza 6-7-8. Towle, Chacon, and Ponza here for the Dogs in the bottom of the fourth. They trail 6-4 in jeopardy of losing their first one on the campaign. Pitch here, chopper. Down to third base. Digging is Hertzke. Nolan picks it up. Throws to first. Hertzke's a big kid. He put on a lot of muscle for the football season too. So runner on at first base, Tate Chacon will come to the plate here for the Dogs. Tate coming off the basketball court this year for Bobby Irvin's team, of course. Played in the Weld County All-Star game that we had for you just not too many days ago. Swinging a bat now for Casey Miller and the Dogs baseball team. Talented multi-sport athlete. Fagan deals. Did he hit him? That one inside and all the way to the backstop. Off the glove of Brendan Taylor, the sophomore catcher. That's a tough one for a catcher to...
Northern Colorado's voice is 1310 KFKA.
Great stuff coming up throughout the week.
Mornings with Gail.
Aren't we talking about the very essence of civil disobedience here?
No call now.
It's okay to question it, but why does it have to be, oh, I don't like this, everybody should not like this, we need to go after him?
Clark and the coach.
It's nice to see that game and be able to get a measuring stick on who is the best 4A team out here.
The Hull Show.
I truly think that the Joker is at least going to make a case for it when it's all said and done to be the GOAT in Colorado, to be the guy, to, dare I say, even get close to John Elway.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary.
Maybe there's something about the cooking or something. I got to find some Sardinian recipes.
Northern Colorado's voice.
It sure as hell ain't sardines that do it. If that's what keeps you alive, take me now. Good God, take me now.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You know you can listen to KFK terrestrially on 103.1 FM and 1310 AM, but did you know that you can listen to us extraterrestrially? No, I mean you can stream us live at 1310kfk.com.
This is what happens when you have a destabilizing event like this.
It affects everybody.
Listen live or dig up archives of your favorite show.
Russell Wilson's pretty much already on the Mount Rushmore for Broncos, and he hasn't played a game yet. So it's all, like, hypothetical.
At 1310kfk.com, you can find out what's on this afternoon.
We have a lifespan. Just let's take care of ourselves, live it as long as we can, but there ain't a one of us that needs to be cloned.
What's on this evening?
You're paid to evaluate. Your job is to evaluate, and if you miss the evaluation, you're fired.
What's on this weekend?
What I would bank on is their offense, Chris. To me, there's some value there.
And what's up next?
Here comes back, and the pitch right there inside corner. Sit down. Strikeout looking, and there's two gone.
There's no mystery. Just go to 1310kfka.com.
All right, we have made our way back out here to Tom Roach Field. Technical difficulties, gremlins, whatever you want to call it out there. But we are set to go here again now. Still a 6-4 baseball game. And we have two outs. We have two on now as Yeast got aboard. Well, no, Yeast is at the plate still. I take that back. There is just a runner at first base. The first runner on first is Gunnar Ponser, the third baseman for now first baseman for University. All these changes here. Got to keep up with them. Can't tell the players without a scorecard. Here is Dalton Yeast, the sophomore, hits it foul down the right field line. It'll drop untouched, and it's no balls and a strike here. 6-4, Silver Knights in front by a pair. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here at Tom Roach Field University High School. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. End of the ball game today, of course. We'll have the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. And that pitch, nice pitch, outside corner, he struck him out. Well, that'll do it. Four innings in the books. No runs and a hit for a University lever runner. We head to the fifth inning out here at UH. It's 6-4, Severance in front of University. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
There are countless reasons why you would want a new home. Neighbor's annoying dog? Your street is way too loud? Your neighbor is a little weird.
Cameras everywhere.
If you're suffering with any of these reasons and want to get in a new home, Desiree Pettinger with eXp Realty will work through the process to get you a home you can truly love. Call Desiree Pettinger to get you in your dream home today at 970-397-6337. That's 970-397-6337.
Family owned and operated since 1946, Manweiler Appliance at 414 Main Street in Windsor is four generations strong. At Manweiler Appliance, you'll simply find the very best customer service around with friendly delivery and installation of your new appliances. And yes, Manweiler Appliance services everything they sell. You can't beat it. Prices to match the big box stores with that all-important small-town customer service. Come visit our showroom or go online at ManweilerAppliances.com. Proud supporters of Windsor High School Athletics.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, back in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth, we move to the fifth inning out here at University High School. Clark Johnson with you here, and got a score in. Mark Wagner and the Fort Collins Lambkins taking on Smoky Hill today out in Fort Collins. And after two innings, Smoky Hill with a 2-1 advantage over the Lambkins, thanks to the biggie, Eric Sampson, for passing that one along. All right, fifth inning, Bryson Ferris, Brennan Taylor, Caden Panis at 7-8-9 for the Silver Knights against Riggs Towel. Second inning of work for Riggs coming up here. And coming in relief of Cannon Padilla today, who went out trailing in the baseball game 5-4, now 6-4. Towel deals, and that one hit on the fifth foul, left-hand side out over the UH dugout and out of play. No balls and a strike to Bryson Ferris, 0-for-1. Aboard on an error in the second inning, walked in the third. Six runs on six hits for the Silver Knights. Pitch to the plate, ground ball outside the bag. At third, it's a fair ball up over the bag. And into the left field corner to pick it up is the left fielder here, Parker Dispardi. And into second base is Bryson Ferris with a double. So Ferris hits one down the line, turns it into two. Silver Knights go extend their lead here in the fifth inning if they can. Brennan Taylor is going to come to the plate. And now we'll see what Riggs Towell, the junior, can do. Try to get out of the jam here in the fifth inning, down 6-4. Riggs at the belt to look back at Ferris at second base. He deals Taylor, and the pitch is bunted. Beautiful bunt up along third. In to pick it up, Towell goes to first. The bunt works perfectly and gets the runner Bryson Ferris over to third. So if you're going to look at putting a video together of a sacrifice bunt, that's it by Brendan Taylor. Terrific job. Gets the runner over. One out, runner at third, and Caden Panis will come to the plate. He struck out twice, and Riggs would love to make it three today. Towell at the belt, the junior deals, and the pitch to Panis. Did he get the outside corner? No. Nibbled at it, but just missed it. It's a ball and no strikes. Silver Knights trying to snap the two-game losing streak. The weekend tournament did him no good. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Well, it did their standings no good. But maybe they learned from it. They gave up 25 runs in two games, so back here today, they've given up four in four innings. Here's the pitch. Line drive, and what a stab at first base. Gunnar Panzer lays out at first base and makes an unbelievable play. A defensive gem, and always our defensive gems, brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. Boom, he nails it at first base. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, I know they've had that fire, but folks, I tell you what, just give them a call. They'll put together an option for you to come out, or they'll come to your place and figure out what that flooring, what the interior is going to look like from my good friends at Steamway Florida Ceiling. A defensive gem out there brought to you by Steamway Florida Ceiling. Here's a base hit to left field. So Panis, rather, he lined out, that's right, with two down. And Cam Christensen, an RBI single here. And it'll get Carson Fagan to the plate, so Christensen has been up four times, on four times. Two singles, two walks, and RBI now. 7-4, Silver Knights. So after Panzer steals a double away from Caden Panis, Cam Christensen lines the base hit. Towell deals outside corner for a strike. No balls, one strike. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. Severance 7, University 4. The junior Towell kicks and deals. That one's down low. Turned backwards was Dalton Yace trying to pick that one out of the dirt that time. All right, lead at first for Christensen. A pitch to the plate that misses. Yeah, the scoreboard said 3-0. It was 2-0 on the pitch. Now we go three balls and no strikes. Runner on at first, two outs here. Hard-hitting Nolan Hertzke, those big 11 RBIs out on deck. Towell comes to the plate, and that one hit on the fist to shortstop. Two hopper, going to pick it up, go to second base where Greg Garza is standing. River Jackson to Greg Garza, and we're done with the Silver Knights in the fifth. But they come up with a run on two hits. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth, the home half for here for the Bulldogs. It is 7-4, Severance in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning out here at University High School, 7-4. The visitors from Severance in front by a three-bagger here. But for the Dogs, top of the order. And they'll do it against Carson Fagan here in the fifth inning. Just one tough inning for Carson so far. Really, that was the third. Gave up a couple of base hits. And then Logan Getting launched an opposite field three-run shot to get the Dogs back within a run at 5-4. Now it's 7-4. And here we go. Jackson, Garza, and Getting. And the pitch is waved at and tipped away by River Jackson. Boy, some great middle infields this year in the Patriot League. The one we're looking at today for University with River Jackson at short and Greg Garza at second. Pitch here fouled away, chipped at the plate again. And it's no balls and two strikes still. Out in Eaton, Walker Martin, of course, on his way to Arkansas. And then, Oh, come on, Clark. Well, I'll get it. But sometimes my mind goes to left field. Who's the kid that played left field for him last year? All right, we'll come back to it. Good thing I'm not answering trivia questions today. That'd be tough. Here's the look in a pitch. Missed it away. So your ball and two strikes. Tried to get him to chase right there. All right, 7-4 baseball game here in the last of the fifth. Pitch to the plate. Boy, that's close. Check it first to see if he went around, and no deal, he didn't. So two balls and two strikes now to Jackson. Rivers 1-for-2. Struck out in the first, singled and scored in the third. 2-2 pitch. Got him outside corner. Beautiful pitch. So the second time today that he's got one of the best hitters in the state.
Next batter is number 3, second base, Greg Garza.
Greg Garza, when you're down, when you're two strikes and against Carson Fagan, and he throws that fastball that's got that much movement on it, you're in trouble. Outside corner, not much that River Jackson could do with that. Here's Greg Garza, 2-for-2 today. What's new? Pitch on the way. That one bounces all the way to the backstop. 11-for-16 on the season for Greg Garza. Fagan comes back, and the pitch is hammered to right field. That's a base hit. Over to cut it off is Mason Bright. And another hit, a 3-for-3 day for Greg Garza. 12-for-17 so far this year. You just can't start any hotter than that. Well, they got a little magic from Logan Getting in the third inning. The Dogs could use it right here, down by 3. The infield blowing out to the left, and that's where the left-hand hitter, Logan Getting, went his first time with the opposite field home run. Fagan deals, ground ball right side. Does that get back up the middle? It does. Into center field for a base hit. Moving up to second is Garza. That's all. And the Dogs here with one out have runners at first and second. A couple of base hits, and here comes Parker DeSparty. So you get another hitter in the four hole here in DeSparty who can go deep. DeSparty has one of the 3 university home runs this year. Garza's got one, DeSparty's got one, and, of course, today Logan getting one. So Fagan's got some work to do here in the fifth. Deals in the breaking ball, high chopper to third, waiting for it, it's Hertzky. He races to the bag and makes his only play. Good job there by the junior Nolan Hertzky at third. DeSparty's on in the fielder's choice. Garza's out 5 unassisted. So 2 out, 2 on, and now Cannon Padilla, who started on the hill today for the Dogs, he can help the Dogs' cause right here. 2 on, 2 out for the right-hander who's now playing third base for University. Padilla 0-for-2, struck out and bounced back to the box. Fagan deals in the pitch. Is at the letters for a strike. No balls and a strike here to Cannon Padilla. Bottom of the fifth, 2 outs and 2 on for University. They trail 7-4, tying runs at the plate. Pitch waved at and missed with a fastball. Might have been tipped into the glove of Brennan Taylor, the sophomore catcher here for the Silver Knights. No balls, 2 strikes. Fagan is a strike away from getting back to the dugout here with a 3-run lead. 0-2. Off speed, he didn't get him. Both runners going and looking. Brennan Taylor, the sophomore catcher, didn't even look up to throw. I think he thought it might have been strike 3 as well. So second and third, now a base hit by Padilla, and you skip back within a run. Fagan comes back in the 1-2 pitch. That's hit to right center. That could be trouble. In a hurry, coming over and making a diving catch is Mason Bright. Oh, doctor, you can hang a star on that one, no question about it. Another defensive gem brought to you by Steamway Florida Ceiling. Mason Bright laying out in right field and taking extra bases away from Cannon Padilla. No runs, two hits, two left, and a big defensive play by Bright. We'll head to the sixth inning. Silver Knights still with a 7-4 advantage. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Air Solutions, when it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Too hot, too cold, what you gonna do? Call Air Solutions, we're here for you. Trusted, dependable, always unbeatable. Call 356-7072.
Greeley, HVAC repair.com.
Air Solutions, when it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Air Solutions.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the sixth inning out here at University High School. Thank you. God, I just love the people around me. Don Scott, you are my man. Don Scott, the owner, of course, of AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Grandpa to the great kids out, Will, and all of the great. Well, Scotty's out at college ball now, but Zach and Will, the twins out in Eaton, and Grandpa Don jumping in, telling me Ben Richter. Yeah, that's who I couldn't think of. I've said Benny Richter's name 1,000 times, and he couldn't come to mind today. But great, we're talking about middle infields, and God, you got Richter, who truly is a middle infielder, a second baseman. Had to play left field for the Reds last year, but now he and Walker Martin make up a great middle infield, just like River Jackson and Greg Garzy here for the Dogs. All right, Nolan Hertzke in the sixth inning against Riggs Towel, and he takes quickly a strike there. Got a ball ahead of that, so a ball and a strike here. Hertzke, 2-for-3. Couple of base hits in the ballgame, and he bounced out to the pitcher. Didn't realize how big this kid is. Here's the pitch to him. Big bender just missed inside. So 3-1 here. If you're Riggs Towel, the junior pitcher right here, just no free passes at this point. You're down 7-4 in a baseball game. Looking to pitch again, and that one caught the outside corner for a strike. Well, now we're 2-2. Is that right? Yep. Umpire finally gives the signal. 2 balls, 2 strikes here. Leadoff hitter in the sixth inning for the Silver Knights. 3-4-5, Hertzke, Bryant, and Hanson. And the pitch is a floater. Did he get him? No, boy, that looked like a terrific pitch, too. Not sure where that one missed. 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Hertzke. Set to go here, the look and the pitch. Swinging a drive down the right field line, hammered by Hertzke, but it will go foul. It remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mason Bright, who just made that layout catch in right field, is standing on deck here. 3-2 pitch. Upstairs, driven foul the left side. So Hertzke's playing around a little bit. Long drive to the right foul. Long drive to the left foul. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch on the way here, and he simply wraps it into right field. That's a base hit. Over to pick it up in right center field is the center fielder, Chacon. Hertzke's got his third hit of the ballgame.
Right fielder number 15, Mason Bright.
Seven runs on 9 hits for the Silver Knights today. For the Bulldogs today, 4 runs on 7 hits. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Missed that one for a ball and no strikes. It is Mason Bright here. Boy, what a great catch in that last of the fifth inning, and it saved a couple of runs for sure. 1 ball, no strikes. Towel comes to the plate, and the pitch outside corner, a beauty. It is a ball and a strike here. Tyler Hansen on deck. Speaking of Ben Richter and the Eaton Reds, will be out there on Saturday. Preps Rewind at 10 o'clock. Then about 10:30, we'll jump to our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. This one fouled over by the UH dugout here. And then we'll jump in. Eaton Reds, number one team in the state. And they'll take on the Platte Valley Broncos. Last I looked, Broncos still looking for that first win of the year. And that's a that'll be a tough one for them Saturday, no doubt. All right, towel set to go again. Ball and two strikes here to Bright. Runner goes, and the pitch hit right back up the middle. Trying to go behind the bag is River Jackson, and it's going to bounce with spin on it away from Jackson. And that's a base hit. An ugly hit, but a hit nonetheless. In the box score, it looks like a line drive. And there's simply two on for the Silver Knights here. Nobody out. And Tyler Hansen's coming up. So a chance for Kevin Johnson and his club to get a little more space between them and the Bulldogs right now. University ranked number 2 in the 2A class, or in the 3A class, I should say. Severance number 11 in the 4A rankings. Those are coaches' poll rankings. All right, towel set to go. Riggs deals in the pitch. Around as if to bunt, popped up in a hurry, and oh my, did he lean out and make that catch? No, it got away. Tried for a diving play behind the plate, Dalton Yeast, the sophomore catcher. What a try by Yeast. And it just did trickle out of the glove. So it'll be a ball and no strikes here. Nolan Hertzke down at second, Mason Bright's over at first. Severance trying to get a couple more on the board here in the sixth inning. Towel at the belt, comes to the plate, around as if to bunt again, and again it's fouled off. And so now you're 0-2, and let's see if they take the bunt off. Severance, 5 runs in the second inning, including a Carson Fagan grand slam. One more in the fourth, fifth, and looking for a couple, or at least one here in the sixth. Two on, nobody out. Here's the look in the pitch. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Good pitch by Riggs Towel. So one away. Riggs will try to get out of damage here. Joe Tamburo will come to the plate. Tamburo in the ballgame so far. Flied out, singled, and struck out. 1-for-3. Runners get their advantages here with one out in the sixth. Pitch to Tamburo, breaking ball, misses it inside. It's a ball and no strikes. UH will have the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the bottom of the 6th inning when they get there. Runners get their leads again. Towel to the plate. Ground ball, and that's a base hit. A seeing eye single into left field. Around third comes Hertzke. The throw to the plate is airmailed all the way to the backstop. Hertzke's in to score, and the runners will move up to second and third. RBI single for Joe Tamburo. And it's an 8-4 advantage here. All right, set to go again is Riggs Towel. One out, still two on. It's an 8-4 advantage. Reaching out and poking that one foul down the right field line is Bryson Ferris, the left fielder here. Ferris is 1-for-2. Been on all 3 times. Aboard on an error in the second inning. Walked in the third and then doubled to lead off the 5th inning. After 4 innings in Fort Collins, Mark Wagner's team has taken the lead over Smoky Hill, so the Lampkins with a 5-2 advantage. That one missed. Ball and a strike here. Brennan Taylor, the catcher, is out on deck. 3 more hits in the inning for the Silver Knights. Gives them 11 hits today. 9 singles, a double, and the Fagan grand slam. Fastball missed it away, and it's 2 balls and a strike here. Top of the 6th inning, Severance leading by an 8-4 count against the University Bulldogs. 4A against 3A today. We'll be back to straight Patriot League action on Saturday as Platte Valley visits Eaton. Pitch, fastball missed up and in. So three balls and a strike. First base open here. We've got the 8 and 9 hitters coming up after this, so we'll see. Start temperature starting to dip a little bit out here at Tom Roach Field, and the wind is always here up and at him. Pitch on the way, and this one's lifted to left field. Pretty deep shot, left center field. Chacon and Disparti looking up, and this one's going to bounce to the fence. Down to second base here goes Bryson Ferris. Here comes the second runner to the plate. He's out by a day and a half. Throw down to third again, and good job by Ferris moving to third on that. So an RBI double gets Mason Bright home. Joe Tamburo is out at the plate. Good relay on the play by the Dogs. But two runs in the inning, and it's 9-4 now, Severance. And Brandon Taylor to the plate now, but at least there's two outs for the Dogs, down by a five spot here. Riggs Towel deals, and the fastball missed up and away. Taylor in the ballgame, 1-for-2, singled and scored in the second. Hit a line drive to right field that Logan Getting made a terrific play on, and then sacrificed in the fifth. Looking to pitch here, and a fastball missed down low, and it's two balls, no strikes now. Two outs, top of the sixth inning, runner at third for the Silver Knights, and a 9-4 advantage, five-run lead. Riggs Towel set to go again. Here's the 2-0 from the junior. Missed down low and inside. Three balls and no strikes now. Towel in relief has walked one and hit a batter. Those were the first two batters he faced today in the fourth inning in relief of Cannon Padilla. Here's the pitch. Fastball right there for a strike. So three balls and a strike. Towel has got good movement on the fastball as well as struck out three on the day. All right, set to go again. Riggs Towel, long top of the sixth for him here, deals to the plate. That one hit foul down the first base side. I think we go full here at 3-2, if I'm not mistaken. See if the umpire is going to give us a clue right now. Two runs on four hits in the inning for Severance to pad their advantage. Three balls and a strike. Taylor at the belt. Comes back in a pitch. Towel at the belt, and it's popped up. Middle infield, Greg Garza coming over at second base, puts it away. And Severance is done in the fifth inning. But not before they get a couple runs on four hits. We will head to the bottom of the sixth inning out here at UH. It's a 9-4 Severance advantage. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Nikola Jokic, Nathan MacKinnon, two of Colorado's GOATs. Come watch them every night at the Goat of Greeley, the Goat Sports Bar. We have the Nuggets and the Avalanche games pretty much every night, and trust me, there's no better place to watch all the action. We changed our happy hour to 2 to 6 Monday through Friday, so enjoy discounts while getting ready for the game. We have 36 HD TVs and a 360-degree bar top and the best sports atmosphere around. The Goat Sports Bar. You need to be here.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's get to the bottom of the sixth inning here, home half. And the Dogs have some work to do. They're down 9-4 to the Severance Silver Knights here. In the sixth for University, Riggs Towel, Tate Chacon, Gunnar Ponzer, 6, 7, and 8. to face Carson Fagan, who continues to throw strong here. CNH Solutions scoring summary for the ballgame for the Silver Knights. 9 runs on 12 hits today. Pitch there, fastball outside corner, and it's in for a strike. 1 ball and a 1 strike here. For the University Bulldogs, 4 runs on 7 hits today against Carson Fagan. Ground ball right side, give him 8 hits. That one gets into right field for a base hit for Riggs Towell, his second hit of the ballgame. So you have 3 University Dog players who have multiple hits in the game. 3 hits for Greg Garza today, 2 for Logan Getting, including a 3-run shot. Riggs Towell, a couple of base hits. The only other hit, River Jackson, a single in the game. So 8 hits for UH, but the big thing on the scoreboard, they're down 5. 9-4 here. All right, see if Fagan goes the distance today. 6th inning, 5-run advantage, nobody out, runner down at first base. Tate Chacon steps in, and the pitch is hit off the fist, foul right behind us. For University, Cade Van Bieber has moved into the courtesy runner role. Big breaking ball by Fagan in for a strike. So no balls, 2 strikes here to Chacon. Tate 0 for 2, bounced out to the pitcher, bounced out to the third baseman. Lead over at first, and the pitch is fouled off the, might have got off the umpire's chest plate that time. Chacon got a piece of it, fouled it back, and you're still no balls and 2 strikes. And now Brennan Taylor, the sophomore catcher, is going to go out, walk it off a little bit, and talk to his pitcher for a second. Saturday, as we said, we'll have Preps Rewind 10 a.m. and then jump right to it about 10:30, our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show ahead of the Eaton Reds, number 1 team in the state, against the Platte Valley Broncos, all live from Eaton High School on Saturday. Our first pitch, brought to you by J9 Agencies, will be at 11. Pitch here, breaking ball. Did he nip it? No, just missed it. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Thought they might have wind him up right there. Gunnar Ponser out on deck here for University. All right, set to go again. Here's the look and a pitch, and that one missed. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thank you to one of our great sponsors, our fourth inning stretch sponsor, Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, it's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook, Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. All right, set to go again. That one delivers. So after 0-2 start against the hitter, now it's 3-2, and the runner down to second base on that pitch in the dirt. So a runner at second, nobody out. Chacon with a full count after seeing really the first 3 pitches. He went 0-2 and then fouled one off. The next 3 have all missed by Fagan here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Carson comes set at the belt. 3-2 pitch to the plate. Did he go? Check swing. Yep, I think he went around. They'll throw it down to first as it got away from Brennan Taylor, and he throws him out. That's a strikeout.
Van Bieber makes his way to third. Coming up next is number 4.
5 strikeouts now for Carson Fagan of the day. So Van Bieber's over to third. 1 out here in the 6th inning. Gunnar Ponser, Dalton Yeast wait to hit. 9-4 lead for the visitors from Severance today. Here's the pitch outside corner for a strike. Good fastball by Carson Fagan. 5th appearance. If he holds on and gets the win here, Carson Fagan will be a quick 4-0 this year. And he hit a grand slam today, so big day for him. That one missed in the dirt. Did give up the first earned runs he's given up all year today. Most of that coming on a 3-run shot by Logan Getting for University. It's a ball and a strike here, though. Gunnar Ponser 0 for 2, bounced out, and there was a board on a fielder's choice. Fagan comes back, and the senior's pitch waved at and popped foul right side. That'll get back out of play. So a ball and 2 strikes. Heavier sky is starting to float in now from the west. Getting a little darker out here. Saturday in Eaton when we get on the air there. It's supposed to be about 70 degrees. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Going to pick it up. Panis will go across to first. Dug out at first by Tyler Hansen. That's a good play. The run is in. So an RBI single, or RBI ground out, I should say, for Gunnar Ponser. So a 9-5 baseball game. Dogs bite back within four here. And Dalton Yeast, the catcher, going to be coming to the plate. So good thing for the Dogs is in the last of the seventh inning, even if they get Yeast here, they'll have the top of the dangerous, this very dangerous order for University up. And they'll need it because they'll be down at least four. Fagan deals fastball, chopped into center field. Coming in for it is Cam Christensen. Under it now and puts it away for the out. And that'll take care of UH in the sixth inning. A run, a hit. They pull back within four runs. We go to the seventh inning out here at Tom Roach Field on the University campus. It is 9-5. Severance in front by a four spot. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well & Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well & Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well & Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well & Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Well & Pump is a proud sponsor of Radio.
It's all about customer service at Hike's Ace Hardware in Greeley. Eric and his expert staff will help you find exactly what you need to accomplish your next task. From great deals on Benjamin Moore paint to rentals from Rug Doctor and U-Haul, Greeley's original Ace Hardware has it all. Do you have plumbing or electrical needs? Hike's Ace Hardware will get you all set up. Don't forget to ask about Ace Rewards. Veteran-owned and operated and conveniently located in Greeley at the corner of 9th Street and 18th Avenue since 1954, it's Hike's Ace Hardware.
We have all the madness you can handle. March Madness is on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, we go to the seventh inning of play. Caleb Tejada, I think that's who we've got coming in here for the Dogs. Yeah, Caleb Tejada is a sophomore, 6-footer, 170 pounds. Comes in the seventh inning here. Third University pitcher of the day. I don't think I had any numbers for Caleb. Let's check it out. Let's see. No, I take that back. Be the second appearance for Caleb. One inning, a walk and a strikeout. Didn't surrender a hit nor a run. So he gets to his second chance here. And he will face for Severance the number nine hitter, Caden Panis. And then we'll get back to the top of the order with Cam Christensen, who has been on all four times today, and Carson Fagan, who has hit a grand slam today. Big day for Fagan, going to get his fourth win of the year, and Carson able to go deep with a grand salami. 9-5 Severance in front. Silver Knights trying to pick up their fourth win, stop the two-game losing streak, and they're in a good spot to do it right here today at University. Pitch from Tejada misses inside. Panis on the day 0-for-3, struck out a couple of times, and then hit a line drive that Gunnar Ponser went to the ground and played. Should have been a base hit, maybe a two-bagger. That one missed down in the dirt, so two balls and no strikes here. Hand the ball to Caleb Tejada, and you say, okay, no free passes, get us in and out, get us back to the dugout. Let's see if we can rally here in the bottom of the seventh. Set to go again. Here's the pitch. Fastball missed. Three balls, no strikes. Don't forget, when we're done, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, we'll have our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. All that coming up next. Fastball missed at four pitches, and Panis is aboard. Ball four. Base on balls down to first, and here comes Cam Christensen. What the Silver Knights don't need right now is more runs. They lead by four, 9-5 here in the seventh inning. Tomorrow on Clark and the Coach, 11 to noon, we'll check in with Bruce Dick out in New Orleans, taking up the coach, looking at the final four out there. Fastball in for a strike. He was at the National Basketball Coaches Convention today. I think Nico Medved, the Rams coach, was going to speak out there today. Pitch on the way. Also, Kelvin Sampson, the great coach from Houston. Boy, talk about listening to some terrific coaches. That one missed. Five pitches here for Caleb Tejada. He's yet to find the strike zone. Christensen's two for two. He's been on all four times. Couple of base hits, couple of walks, and an RBI. Here's a throw over to first, and the runner back in. Once again, Carson Fagan out on deck, the University of Mary commit. At the belt, Tejada comes back and just missed. Boy, wants that first strike, and he misses. It's two balls and no strikes. Silver Knights trying to break the two-game losing streak here. Beat University today. There's ball three, seven pitches, seven balls here. Wind still blowing out to left field here today. I think the shot Fagan hit was a no-doubter. The one that Logan Getting went opposite field, got up in that wind. Here's a ground ball wide of third base. In to pick it up here is Padilla. He's going to have to eat that. That's an infield base hit. So Christensen, five at-bats today. He's on base every time. Three hits, two walks. And now the ever-dangerous Carson Fagan will come to the plate. Fagan, one for three. Flew out, grounded out, hit by a pitch, but in the second inning he hit a shot. A grand slam home run in the second inning to give his team the lead for what probably is good today. Pitch to him, breaking ball, got the outside corner for a strike. So he's ahead against Fagan. University will have the top of the order, Jackson, Garza, Getting, when they hit in the bottom of the seventh inning, but they'll have a lot of work to do. Here's the pitch. It's bounced up there. Nice job by Dalton Yace, the sophomore catcher, to slide over and make the play. No balls too well. It says no 0-2. I thought he went outside with that pitch, but let's see. Fagan up there, and now Caleb Todd is going to back off. Trying to get on the same page with Dalton Yace. Tejada at the belt, comes to the plate, and the breaking ball. Hit down to the hole, it's short and on through into left field. It's a base hit, and they are loaded. Nobody out here in the seventh inning for Severance. And here comes Nolan Hertzke. Wow. If there's you put a handful of guys in Northern Colorado together that you don't want to face right now where the base is loaded, number four for Severance, Nolan Hertzke's probably on that list. Three for four today. Twelve for 27 on the year for Hertzke. He doesn't have an RBI today. He's only driven in 11 in the first six games. Here's the pitch, and it's down low. It's a ball and no strikes. But he's got sitting ducks out there right now as the bases are juiced. All loaded up here in the top of the seventh. 9-5 Severance by four, but they're about to make that a bigger lead. Tejada at the belt, comes to the plate, and the breaking ball waved at and missed. Terrific off-speed pitch, and it's a ball into strike here. Tejada, just a sophomore, trying to learn it on the hill for the Dogs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Hard ground ball to second base. Garza is going to turn, go to Jackson, and that's all they're going to get, and the run scores. I think Greg had a hard time getting it out of the glove there for a second, but still able to keep his composure, get the runner at second. So Hertzke in RBI is 12th of the year. It's a fielder's choice. Panis is in to score. Christensen is to third, and Fagan was out 4-6 at shortstop. So one away, Mason Bright. Bright had one of the big defensive plays in the ballgame, stretching out in right center field to take a extra base hit away from the Dogs. Here's a pitch that's outside. Throw down to second. Boy, that's on the money. And he just gets under the tag. Good throw by Dalton Yace, the catcher. But the runners move up. So second and third now with one out. 10-5, five-run lead here for the Silver Knights. Tejada deals in the pitch down low, and it's two balls and no strikes here. On deck is Tyler Hansen, the first baseman for Severance. Bright at the plate today, 1-for-4. Base hit in the sixth inning, a run score, RBI single. Pitch here, line drive, and it's a fair ball inside the line in left field all the way down on the quarter. One run is in, two runs in for Severance. It's 12-5 on a two-run double by Mason Bright. So Mason Bright having a big day now. Fagan's looking at probably being our player of the game today. Norfolk Iron and Metal always presents our player of the game on each post-game show. Then we put that Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the week up on the website at 1310kfka.com each Monday. Here's the pitch. Big breaking ball by Tejada's in for a strike. So Tyler Hansen 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts. He walked and scored in the second inning at the plate right here. Next pitch, and that one misses down low, and it's a two balls and one strike count. Big RBI days. Carson Fagan, four of them on his grand slam in the second. Mason Bright, three of them today. An RBI single and a two-run double. Single RBIs for the Silver Knights. Cam Christensen, Nolan Hertzke, Joe Tamburo, Bryson Ferris, and Brennan Taylor. Everybody chipping in today. Here's the pitch. That's down low. So Tejada trying to get through the seventh, but the lead getting bigger here. Seven-run lead for Severance. Tejada at the belt, comes back to the plate, and that one missed again down low, and it's three balls and a strike now. Joe Tamburo, who's got a couple of base hits, out on deck. 9 players in the Silver Knights starting lineup, 7 of them with hits today. Tejada comes back. That one missed. Ball 4. Runner down to first. And now Casey Miller is going to come out and have a word with Caleb Tejada here. Give us a chance to thank a couple of our great sponsors, A&W and Eaton, folks. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They open at 7. They close at 9 o'clock. And now you can order from your living room. That's right. You can get Uber Eats to dial up your favorites at A&W in Eaton. Tuesdays, of course, Papa Tuesdays. Buy a Papa Burger combo, get one free. Got to go for the rings. Got to get the get that famous A&W root beer in there as well. And while you're at it, throw a couple of scoops of ice cream in there. Best root beer float going. All that brought to you by A&W Eaton, our good friends on the north end of town in Eaton. Also, thank you to my great friends out at AMCO Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, Don Scott and his great staff out there. 27 years in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. They take care of my car, all of my kids' cars. I know that when I get in there, my 21-year-old Volkswagen Bug is going to start every time, thanks to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, what do we got here? First and second, two outs, 12-5 baseball game. Severance in front by a touchdown. We'll see what they can do here. Top of the order for University coming up in the seventh. But, boy, that's yeoman's work to do, there's no doubt. All right, Tejada got a talking to. Now he's ready to go. I think it was more about just settling down the sophomore and saying, hey, we're down 7. Let's just go out and make some ground here in the last few batters that you face today. One ball, no strikes here to Joe Tamburo. Caleb comes back, and the pitch is skied into center field. Tate Chacon on his horse here, going to come in now. Also, the right fielder, Logan Getting, and Logan can't get it. And that's going to fall in. That's going to be a two-base error. It's the wind's blowing out there, so it's a little difficult. I thought Chacon was going to take it all the way, and then Getting comes in, and it glances off his gloves. So the tough inning continues now. Everybody moves up. They couldn't go anywhere in right center field, so make it an E9, I guess. Runners move up. Base is loaded now with one out. And checking in is Bryson Ferris, who's 2-for-3 today. He's been on every time, a board on an error in the second, a walk in the third, and then doubles in the fifth and the sixth for Bryson Ferris. He's driven in a run. Pitch here, and he hammers it to center field. Chacon's back, going back. Tate looking, turns. This is going to score a run for sure. Runner at second will hold, and it's 13-5 on a sac fly to center field by Bryson Ferris. Well hit ball by Ferris, too. So the Silver Knights put up nine batters in the second inning. They're going to do the same here in the seventh.
Designated hitter number 10, Austin Neely.
13-5. It's an eight-run advantage here. Tejada set to go to Brennan Taylor, who's 1-for-3 today. And that one in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the seventh for the Dogs, top of the order, but whoop, they're down an eight spot now. Tejada at the belt comes to the plate, and that one's fouled away right behind us again. So no balls and two strikes. Boy, Caleb would love to get the third strike here and get back to the dugout. Give the bats at least a chance to warm up here in the seventh inning. 13-5, Severance in front. Tejada at the belt comes back to the plate, and the pitch way up with a breaking pitch. And it's a ball and two strikes. Saturday, more baseball on Preps Radio here will be in Eaton. Platte Valley goes to Eaton, take on the number one team in the state. First pitch, the J9 Agency's first pitch at 11 o'clock. This one's skied, foul grounds. It's going to be Ponzer at first base, makes the play, and that is it for the Severance Silver Knights. Second time today that they've batted around, and they pick up a bunch. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning out here in the University. 13-5. Severance in front by an eight spot. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Ziggy's is a hometown favorite, serving up delicious food and drinks since 2004. With a variety of options, including specialty coffee freshly roasted right here in Colorado, to their Red Bull infusions and signature Kid Zone menu, Ziggy aims to be the best part of your day. The perfect cup of coffee is now the perfect franchise opportunity as well. Visit ziggiescoffee.com to learn more. That's ZiggiesCoffee.com.
Living through change is hard. North Range Behavioral Health's Colorado Spirit Program provides no-cost, confidential mental health assistance to Weld County community members. Let's heal together. Call our warm line at 970-347-2359. That's 970-347-2359 to speak with a counselor today. Or visit northrange.org to learn more. North Range Behavioral Health. Hope starts here.
Mornings with Gale is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning out here. 13-5, Severance in front by an eight spot. Four runs coming there in the seventh inning. Didn't hurt at all for Kevin Johnson's team here against University, who you know can put up numbers. Well, do we get Fagan? I can't see if that's Carson still. I think it is. Out on the mound trying to go the complete game here. And top of the order for University. River Jackson, Greg Garza, Logan Getting. They've done their job today, no doubt. Here's the pitch. And for Severance, coming into the ballgame here is Mason Bright. So Bright moves from right field to the mound in replace of Carson Fagan, and that's in for a strike. So no balls, two strikes here. University all likelihood going to drop their first game of the year here. Tried to get him to chase outside there and couldn't do it. And it's a ball and two strikes here. River Jackson 1-for-3 today. Struck out a couple of times. Well, you can get one of the best hitters in the state to strike out a couple times in front of you. You've done a good job against him. Bright comes back in the pitch. And that one hit to right. It's going to be coming in a hurry, looking, leaning over in foul grounds, and that one gets, or did he get there? Oh, what a catch. Nice play in right field. And that's Joe Tamburo out there now, who slid in to make the plays. Go, great play. When Mason Bright was out there earlier, he had a diving catch, and now Tamburo does. So one away and a 1-for-4 day for River Jackson. That's a big win for the Severance pitchers. Here's Greg Garza, who's 3-for-3. Just keeps smacking the baseball. Logan Getting 2-for-3 and a 3-run blast. He's out on deck. Pitch to Garza. Breaking ball got away. It's a ball and no strikes. A couple outs away from our Alt Feed Mill post-game show. No matter the size of your ranching operations, Alt Feed Mill is the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Sounds like I've been eating there. 13-5 baseball game here in the seventh inning. Bright comes back, waved at and missed with a fastball. Boy, some good velocity for Mason Bright on that pitch. Bright's just a junior. He'll come back for a senior year next year for Kevin Johnson's team. This one's hit to right as well. Coming over is Tamburo. Looks up now, and Joey makes the catch for the out. So two away.
Next batter, number 33, Logan Getting.
And here comes Logan Getting. Two outs, last of the seventh. Dogs down to their final out, trailing 13-5 in this one. Logan Getting 1-for-3, the 3-run opposite field home run in the third inning. Pitch to him, and a fastball is inside, we think. So a ball and no strikes to the left-hand hitting right fielder Logan Getting. Off speed, in for a strike. Good breaking ball in the outside corner. Says 0-2 on the board, so if he brought up his right hand the first pitch, he was doing it and not trying to let us know. 0-2, we think. Here's the pitch by Mason Bright. He missed outside. So a ball and two strikes. Dogs down to their final strike tonight. Bright comes back. Breaking ball. Ooh, thought he rung him up with an inside pitch. Mason wanted it. He kind of jumps on the hill there for a second. Two balls, two strikes. Bright set to go again, pitching out of the stretch. 2-2 pitch. That one bounced up there. Up, thought it was 2-2. It was 3-2. So that's ball four. So Getting on three times today. Dog's not quite done yet. Two outs, runner at first, down by 8 runs. And Parker Desparti is going to come to the plate. All Feed Mill postgame shows coming up. We'll get the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game for you today. Here's the look in a pitch. Waved at and missed. Parker Desparti, one of the home runs for University this year. 0-for-3 today. Aboard on an error in the first. Popped out. Aboard on a fielder's choice. Fastball missed inside. It's 1-1. Well, nothing Severance would rather do than get this batter, get off the field, get a big win here. 13-5. They'll knock away a 2-game losing streak. And University is going to get their first loss of the season today. Pitch here waved at and missed by Desparti. So once again, the Dogs are down to their final strike. Bright set to go again. 1-2, missed it. Tried to get him to chase with a fastball in the dirt. It's 2-2 now. Clark Johnson with you here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth out at University High School today, just about ready to put a cork on this one. Two balls, two strikes. Bright comes back in a pitch. Fouled at the plate. Just did get a piece of it. Well, did he go around? Umpire never even made a single play on it. He goes at strike three. How about that? Why don't you let everybody else in the room know what's going on? Struck him out. Ball game over. And Severance gets a big win here today. They win 13-5 against University. We'll come back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to University High School as we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Check them out, 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. You can call them at 970-834-2132. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service, all from our great sponsor, Alt Feed Mill. Well, today the Severn Silver Knights, they put to the halt a two-game losing streak. They come into University today, Tom Roach Field here, and get a 13-5 win. And Carson Fagan picks up the win. He also goes deep with a grand slam home run. He is our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, Carson Fagan for Severance. Congratulations to him. Yeah, big day for him. Grand slam in the second inning. He did give up a three-run home run today. Did give up his first earned runs of the day, but still a big, big day for him. He's now 4-0 on the hill this year for Severance. Really hadn't done much wrong at all out there. And he gets the grand salami. Goes 2-for-4 today. Had a single in the seventh inning as well. The Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game is Carson Fagan. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community. So for us, tomorrow we will jump out. Well, tomorrow we'll have Clark and the coach for you. 11 a.m. Check us out. It's going to be University Bulldogs Day. Yeah, we'll be talking to Coach Miller after an 8-run loss today. But it's baseball. You get to get right back on the horse and go after him for University. So we'll talk to Coach tomorrow about 11:20. And then I think we're getting Greg Garza, River Jackson, and Parker Desparting on the program as well tomorrow. So tune in for that. Right off, we kick off the show about 11:10. Bruce Dick will be on with us, my partner in crime. He's out in New Orleans at the Final Four, so we'll talk to him as well. For us on Saturday, Preps Rewind at 10 a.m. Coming to you live from Eaton High School. And then the first pitch, J9 Agency's first pitch on Saturday, Eaton and Platte Valley out in Eaton with the number one team in the state right here. All right, for Michael Kirkpatrick, I'm Clark Johnson. Have a great night, folks. Final score here again, Severance 13 and University 5. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.